This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado lawmakers plan to further shore up the state's election system in response to President Trump's executive order on mail ballots. Trump's order would tighten mail-in voting, requiring a barcode for ballots and for states to send ballots to a federal list of approved voters. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Democratic Senator Katie Wallace says lawmakers plan to make changes to an elections bill to address parts of the Trump executive order.
Some of what has been talked about is around emergency declarations and the governor's ability to declare an emergency, similar to as we see for natural disasters, but for voting. But it would allow him to create some funding, bring together experts in the area to respond to any further federal interference. But it's nice that the federal level has shown us their cards while we're still in session and while this bill is still moving through the chambers.
The bill to modify elections would require clerks to send out mail ballots earlier and to open vote centers earlier to give people more time to vote. The vast majority of Colorado voters from all political parties choose to vote by mail. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
Two water well permits are now approved at the location of a potential Bucky's Travel Center in northern El Paso County. It's in an area where residents are concerned about overuse of groundwater. Deputy State Water Engineer Sarah Brucker says the agency issues permits based on state laws and rules. A total of about 11 million gallons of water could be pumped if two wells are drilled at the site. This is CPR News in KRCC.